he ran away from home, went to the bush, worked for Kimmins as a jackaroo, and when Dad was 16, he was working for Kimmins, and then the war started, so he enlisted, put his age up, went off to war, came back, and he and Mum were married, and then they eventually rose up the ranks to managing Corona, and then he drew Corona as a soldier settlers block in 1952. From there, it stayed within the family until just 3 years ago when it went from Dad to my brother, bought it from him, and my brother Pete sold it 3 years ago. But I have another connection as well. My husband and I managed Netley, which was owned by Kimmins, for 17 years, and prior to that, 2 years at Nauta Station. So we've got quite a history with Kimmins, so I had to be here tonight.
Oh, I can tell that you've certainly got a strong connection to the emotion that's here in the room tonight.
Yeah, no, it is. It's terrific. Seeing some photos of Corona, and Netley was Winterriga originally, and there's some Winterriga photos there as well. So, yeah, no, it's fabulous.
So it's really taken you back to your childhood.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, yes. No, it's fantastic.
Now, for those who don't know the story of Kidman Corona, well, how significant was that station for him?
Corona was Kimmins' Queen Sheep Station. It was over 3 million acres in its day. In the book, The Cattle King, he said he rode over the hill on his one-eyed horse called Cyclops with a few cents or a few pennies in his pocket, not much. He saw Corona and he wanted it, and it was huge. It went right up to the Quinavee, right up to the Queensland border, so it was enormous. By the time Dad bought it, it was 183,000 acres, so it had obviously been reduced somewhat.
You said that your father managed Corona and was one of Kidman's managers there on that property. Did he obviously met Kidman, and did he have close relationship with him?
Yes, he did. His travelling manager was a man called W.I. Fowlis, who was well known in the area, and he was always Dad's boss while Dad was there, but he certainly did meet Sir Sidney. And my husband was actually sacked by Sir Sidney Kidman because he brought a mob of cattle to a dam and it was empty, and he threw his hands up in the air in horror and said, "Well, that's it, you know, we can't go on." And Sir Sidney said, "No, I've never given up. Nobody quits in my team. You're sacked." So he was most impressive sacked by Sir Sidney.
Hello, I'm Mary Stevenson. And my father used to work for Sid Kidman. We used to live up in Queensland. He went up there. A lot of the men went away when they were young teenagers. And he went up into the bush and looked after camels at one stage, and then he became a stockman. And then when my mum met my dad, he was a bookkeeper up at Glengyle near Birdsville. And then they married, and then they went to Durham Downs, and Dad managed that for Kidman. I think we were there for about 10 years, and we had a fire.
There was a fire. Was your father killed in the fire?
Yes, he was. And we lost him. And Mum buried Dad on the property. And then the Flying Doctor Service suggested that Mum came down to Broken Hill and opened up a girls' hostel for people out on properties.
Good evening. I'm Peter Bevan. And I was at Sturt's Meadow Station for quite a long time. From the time I was a boy, I'm retired in Broken Hill now. My son and grandson are now running Sturt's Meadows, and that was one of the old Kidman stations next door to Corona. I'm not quite sure when he bought it. Wallace has had it first, and they actually started Sturt's Meadows way back before Broken Hill, 20 years before Broken Hill, and eventually Kidman bought it. And then he sold it to a chap called Williams from out at the 9 Mile, Stevens Creek. Williams was there for a while and eventually died, and then Kidman's bought it back again. And it stayed with Kidman until the lease eventually expired, which I would have said it was sometime in the 40s. And then it was for selection by ballot. Dad managed to have the right qualifications, the right amount of money of his own, and he managed to draw the lease. And we moved there on the 5th of March, 1951.